Adam, you've been fiddling with government data lately, haven't you?
Yes, in a manner of speaking, this is my break. So we're involved in GovHack. I have a GovHack team made of some of my students who are trying to, well, in Adelaide it's called Unleash, because apparently GovHack is a little bit, you know,
I don't want to be too racy for Adelaide.
It's called Unleash, but it's part of the open data movement. And the idea is that the government has released a whole stack of data from all sorts of departments. And your job is over 48 hours as a group of hackers to making teams is to find some sort of application that takes advantage of that data that could potentially be a business or a product that you release or whatever it might be that you're aiming at doing. So,
and then making use of something which is potentially useless?
Well, no, it's data. I mean, data is never useless. You're never going to make an academic at this rate. You know? It's just not going to happen. It's just data that will vary considerably about what it is. And so we've got both the state and national federal government releasing sets of data, which will range from, you know, really boring stuff, which we're using, like the location of every tree in the Adelaide Central Business District, or Adelaide Council area, or the location. In fact, we found the location data covering the location of every rubbish bin in the council area. We've incorporated that already. I wrote my code for that. So we got 48 hours and we have to write this application. And it's interesting. It's not what I was hoping for. And I think it's because there's so much money attached to it. It doesn't have that feel of people collaborating and having a good time.
So much money as in a competition?
Yeah, there's money. I think there's about 140 people competing in about 20 teams or thereabouts or something in that range. And there's currently a little bit over $100,000 on offer from state.
Okay.
And then there's the federal prize money that we also are competing for. We have a first prize of $30,000.
Given that the prices are coming from the government, does it on that South Australia wouldn't allow you to use the same name as the others are?
Oh, it's no big deal. I can sort of... And Unleashed isn't a bad name. I'm in both that one and Machinery Data.
Yeah.
Unleashed is... The one I'm doing right now is the software, and then Machinery Data is a physical thing that uses it. It's my problem, I suppose, is I don't like competition a great deal.
Yeah.
And when we do things like the game jams, it's very collaborative and everyone's there because we're making games together. And yes, there's a prize for the winner, but who cares? We're there to make games.
Yeah.
And here, we're not. We're here because there's $30,000 first prize.
Yeah.
And you don't talk to the other teams. And you don't, at least from what I've seen so far, you don't reveal what you're doing, certainly in the early hours, so that no one can take your idea.
Mm. So it's not exactly what you call open data, is it?
Well, it's open data, but it's not the... I suppose it's a complex issue. I mean, if they don't do this and offer prize money, are they going to get the best programmers to try and find a use for the data, which could be useful to everybody?
But it also, you know, because it's a competition, it also means that you have to feel... the concept that they want, really. That's who they're going to choose.
Well,
to some extent.
But there's so many prizes. There are prizes for types of application. There's prizes for the use of particular data sets. Mm. If you use water data from the water people, then that's one prize.
Yeah.
And if you use data from the police, there might be another prize sitting on that one. And so there's a lot of things you can fit into. So many things. In fact, apparently last year almost everyone won a prize for competing.
Oh, that's okay then.
Is there a particular framework or language you have to use? Or
anything you like, any framework, any language, you can write anything you want. We're running a game because we felt like it, and I'm doing all the game jam students that I work with, so why not? We'll make a game. A lot of people are doing mobile apps. Probably that's the most common one that I'm...
Sorry, what was it?
Mobile applications.
Oh, yeah.
For lots of little mobile applications coming out of it. And then languages. I'm hearing all sorts of weird things people are mentioning about languages they're using in different parts of it, but, you know, not talking about, but they're using it over there. That sort of thing. Mind you, free food, free t-shirt, got a yo-yo.
Excellent.
Oh, you got a yo-yo? What colour is it?
Red. Lights up.
Oh, tremendous.
So it's got a lot going for it. It's just an interesting environment.